Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Following the Feast of Tabernacles, there was still more to learn from the law. So, quote, on the 24th day of this month, the children of Israel were assembled with fasting, in sackcloth, and with dust on their heads, Nehemiah 9:1. What was that for? Sackcloth was a coarsely woven fabric, usually made of black goat's hair. It connoted deep mourning. The dust was a reminder that we're made from dust and our bodies will soon return to dust. These practices are often seen in Scripture, not only by believing Jews like Jacob, Genesis 37, verses 33 to 35, Hezekiah, Isaiah 37, verse 1, and Daniel, Daniel 9, 3 to 5, but by pagans as well, Jonah 3, verses 5 to 8. What Ezra took 2 full chapters to discuss, Nehemiah dispenses with in 1 or 2 verses. Quote, then those of Israelite lineage separated themselves from all foreigners, and they stood and confessed their sins and the iniquities of their fathers. Nehemiah 9, verse 2. Clearly, they wanted to realign the nation with God's revealed will. In fact, quote, they read from the book of the law of the Lord their God for 1/4 of the day, and for another 1/4 they confessed and worship the Lord their God, verse 3. Then, led by the priests and Levites, praise ascended to the Lord. They sang of their awesome Creator, verses 5 and 6, their faithful Covenant Keeper, verses 7 and 8, their victorious Champion, verses 9 to 12, and their Holy Commander, verses 13 to 17. He was also their forgiving caregiver, verses 18 to 21, their intrepid conqueror, verses 22 to 25, and their long-suffering, compassionate one, verses 26 to 35. In concluding their prayer, they declared, quote, the land that you gave to our fathers, to eat its fruit and its bounty, here we are, servants in it. Verse 36. Thus they ratified the 2-fold covenant, his people in the place he gave them. Question: are we where God wants us to be?
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.